Now, I want to give you some quotes from this book by David Bernard, because he doesn't just believe that God has chosen to manifest himself in three forms. He believes that God has manifested himself in a lot of different forms. Here's what it says. We should note that these three titles are not the only ones God has. Many other titles or names for God are very significant and appear frequently in the Bible, including terms such as Lord, parentheses, Jehovah, Lord, Word, God Almighty, and Holy One of Israel. The oneness view does not deny the Father, Son, or Holy Ghost, but it does refute the view that these terms designate persons in the Godhead. God has many titles, but he is one being. That's not what we believe. We believe that God exists in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And to him, there's not three persons in the Godhead, but God takes on different titles or roles. So, for example, you know what? I am a husband, I am a father, and I am a preacher. It's like, well, there's three manifestations of Brother Stuckey. That's what they believe. It's like, well, God chose to be a father, he chose to be a son, he chose to be a Holy Ghost. It's like, no, we believe there's a distinction between God the Father and God the Son, and not just the title, but there is a distinction between them. Later on in the book, he gives a list of titles or manifestations of God just in the book of Revelation. And here are 25 that he lists, okay? 25 different titles. Faithful Witness, according to David Bernard, the most famous oneness Pentecostal teacher. Faithful Witness, First Begotten of the Dead, Prince of Kings, Alpha and Omega, Beginning and End. Look, I don't speak Greek, but this is very bottom level. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end of the alphabet, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, it's the same thing. What are you talking about? It's explaining that Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end, because he wasn't created. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, but he sees this as different roles. It's like, this is very basic Greek for someone who knows nothing about Greek. The Alpha and Omega, that is the beginning and the end. Then he says, number six, what's one which is, was, and is to come, the Almighty, Son of Man, first and last, beginning and end, first and last, Alpha and Omega. Like, what don't you understand about this, right? It's like, it's clearly explaining about Jesus. It's explaining who he is. It's like, it's not complicated, because it tells you about Jesus. He's the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. It's all representing and explaining who Jesus is. That one person of the Godhead, it's telling you who he is. It's not a different role of God. I mean, you can see the way they interpret the Bible is very different than the way we would interpret this. He says, number 10, he that liveth was dead and is alive forevermore. Number 11, possessor of the seven spirits. 12, one on the throne. 13, God. 14, creator. 15, the lion of the tribe of Judah. 16, the root of David. 17, lamb. 18, redeemer. 19, faithful. 20, true. 21, the word of God. 22, king of kings. 23, lord of lords. 24, offspring of David. 25, bright morning star. It's like, are you kidding me? Because when you read the book of Revelation and the Bible's saying the faithful witness, it's saying that person of the Godhead is faithful. That person of the Godhead is true. And in fact, Jesus himself said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's saying, I'm true. And the Bible talks about in the Old Testament, the true God, right? And you can see they understand the Bible very differently than the way we do. Why? Because they're not saved. They don't believe that God the Father sent God the Son to die for the sins of the world. They completely deny that, right? And he says here, despite the prominence these manifestations have in the New Testament plan of redemption and salvation, referring to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, it does not appear that God can be limited to these three roles, titles, or manifestations. God manifested himself in many ways in the Old Testament. He revealed himself in many theophanies, including human forms and angelic forms. And then he gives a list of king, lord, bridegroom, husband, brother, apostle, high priest, lamb, shepherd, and the word. And it's just like, what are you talking about? When Melchizedek appears in Genesis 14, it is an Old Testament appearance of the Son of God. That person of the Godhead. That person of the Trinity. I don't understand how you can read the Bible and not see that there's three persons. For there are three that bear record. Not four, not five, not 300 million, but there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.